Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. Love you guys. Thanks so much for the support of my site. This is a sample or a portion taken out of our third podcast with Mike Murphy from Penn. Always impressed with this coach, man. You got to go back and look in the article. Just Google the search box and see that article on the 3v2 where the cage is turned the other way. Very creative guy. In 7 years there, they always play rough schedules and always have a tendency to play huge in big games. Well-respected guy. He's on the board member of the IMLCA, coaches South team at the North-South game. Just a great guy. I chose this portion because kind of timely, being in the fall, where he talks about how he initiates team building through kind of a unique draft and at the same time starts to introduce a competition element so early with his team that kind of runs throughout the season. Hey, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get some ideas from it. Check out our article in the article section. Just released a new ebook, our second ebook on transition drills, another 70 pages of additional transition drills. Check it out on the site. Again, humbled by your support. Without further ado, Coach Mike Murphy, Penn.
We divide our team into four different teams, and that's really more of a factor in the off season. You know, right now, before we start the fall, and then between the fall and the spring seasons, we compete in everything. Compete in the weight room, compete in like 4-on-4 drills and things of that nature, 7-on-7 lacrosse. And so that really has raised the level of intensity in what we do, both in practice and in various training venues, that I think has kind of helped us and made us better. So
Coach, I want to talk about both those. First, on breaking the four teams up, is that something you're got like a team building thought in the back of your head? Are you integrating freshmen and seniors, attack and defense? Or is it segmented in some other way? What's your philosophy on the way you divide up the four groups?
It accomplishes more things that I can even list right now, but
sure.
It really is like that invisible hand of competition that just makes them compete in everything. And we keep score. We have a running tally amongst we actually call them tribes, named after Native American tribes, which I got from Eric Saramet. The concept I got from a friend of mine who coaches football, and we broke it up. And then I was speaking to Eric Saramet one summer day watching kids play, and he told me he named them after tribes. So we have Cherokee, Choctaw, Mohawk, and Seminole tribes, you know, in honor of the founders of our game. And so once a freshman, which they'll get drafted here in a couple of weeks, the seniors will draft freshmen into their tribe, and they'll be on that tribe for 4 years. And so it really does create a lot of kind of team building, and it does a lot of things. You know, the upperclassmen in that tribe will help the younger guys with everything, whether it be clearing or, you know, squat technique or even choosing classes. It kind of carries over into everything. And then when we're in kind of November, you know, late fall months, when, you know, it's kind of hard to keep the juice going, they get competitive, whether it's a tug of war or 7-on-7 game or something like that. So it really does have a wide variety of applications and really, I think, helps us get to where we want to get to.
So when the upperclassmen are doing the draft, are they cognizant of different positions guys play? I mean, if you're going to do 7-on-7, I mean, they're trying to fill out some shorties and poles and that kind of thing too?
Yep, absolutely. So they'll know, they'll come in with a draft board, and, you know, we have 11 freshmen now, so they'll have an idea of who they want to draft at which position and basic rank order and things like that. It's pretty fun.
Oh, man. Hey, that's creative.
Yeah, it's great. Our guys really like it, and We keep track of things throughout the semester, and basically in the springtime when we're on the road, if we're, you know, on a Friday night or Saturday morning before a game in a hotel, the tribe that's in first place eats first and so on. So a little bit of reward there. It's pretty cool. Our guys like that. They'll walk by the pile of bacon and waft in front of the last place kids and stuff. So.
Oh, too funny.
Yeah.
Let me come back to the first one now in terms of the key evolutions. Listeners, just like talk amongst yourselves for a second. Man, I am such a turd, Coach. I
Hey, man, hope you got all that. Check out the article in the article section. Threw a couple other ideas on there that I've used in the past, including like rec basketball and some frisbee games. But I love the concept of the four tribes, going back to the heritage of the game, teaching the history. It's unbelievable, man. Again, I'm so humbled by your support. Until next time, God bless, man.